Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm Glenn Harness with Health and Wellness. I'm here with Dr. Lori Rolando, who's the Assistant Medical Director of the Occupational Health Clinic. Dr. Rolando supervises all of the occupational health surveillance programs, including the one we're talking about today, animal allergens. Dr. Rolando, can you tell me why we do surveillance for animal allergies?
Sure. Animals, just like other things in the environment, can cause allergies, or they can sometimes make symptoms of pre-existing allergies worse. Things like an animal's dander or their saliva or even their urine can be the source of these allergies, and we call those things allergens. The reason it is important to monitor for these allergies is because in some studies, up to 20% of people who work with animals develop allergies of some sort. Often these allergy symptoms are mild, things like itchy, watery eyes, runny nose, sneezing, or some mild skin irritation. But up to 20% of those people who develop allergies can develop asthma as a result. And that can include more significant symptoms like wheezing, shortness of breath, and chest pain. So it's important to identify those people who are starting to show symptoms so we can take the necessary steps to limit their exposure and the risk of developing more significant symptoms or illnesses like asthma.
Who needs to be tracked to see if they're developing these kinds of symptoms?
Well, anyone working directly with animals should be followed. For example, that includes all of the employees in the Division of Animal Care, as well as anybody who's doing research that involves working with animals. What we require for tracking these individuals is that they fill out a survey when they start working with animals and then fill that survey out again each year while they're working with the animals. The form asks things like what types of animals you're working with, how often you work with the animals, and what kind of symptoms you have, whether it's things like sneezing, runny nose, itchy eyes, or things like shortness of breath, or chest pain or wheezing. The form can be found at our occupational health website, and all you have to do is print it out and fax it back to us. And in fact, shortly we're going to have the form in a red cap survey, which can be filled out electronically, so you don't even have to print it off and fax it. You can just push a button and it will be sent electronically to us. In addition, the red cap survey will be compliant with HIPAA, which means no medical information will be shared with anybody else and all of that information will be protected when it gets sent to us. There's also a declination form on the website if someone decides that they don't want to be tracked to check to see if they're developing allergies. The form just states that you're aware of the potential risks, the potential for the development of allergies, and right now you don't want to be enrolled in being tracked. But if you change your mind at any time, you can just go ahead and start filling out the allergy form. Some employees, such as those in the Division of Animal Care, are automatically added to this what we call surveillance group just by virtue of what their job is and where they work. But we also work closely with the Office of Animal Welfare Assurance, the Institute for Animal Care and Use Committee, and the Office of Research to be able to identify all of those individuals who are on protocols that are doing research on animals to ensure that they're included as well.
What about students? Don't they do a lot of research as well, and do they need to fill out the forms?
Yes, they should fill out the forms, but students are a unique group because they can be broken down into two categories. Some students, in addition to being a student, are actually considered employees of Vanderbilt. They're graduate students who have an employment record. They're getting paid by Vanderbilt to do research, and those people would come to the occupational health clinic or would send their form to the occupational health clinic for tracking. But those students who are not employed by Vanderbilt but who are doing their research as part of, for example, class credit or as part of a required research project would fill out their form and send that form to student health.
How do supervisors know if someone has completed their forms?
That's a good question because it can be really easy to lose track of who's up to date with turning in their forms and who's not, particularly if you work in a large lab with a lot of researchers. Occupational Health does produce a report that's updated daily and posted to the MyVandy website on the Medical Center website. The report is called the Animal Program Compliance Report, and it lists everybody who's currently enrolled and being tracked to see if they're developing animal allergies and whether or not these people are up to date. There's no medical information listed on the report. It simply gives what's basically a yes or no answer to the question of whether somebody's up to date with turning in their forms. We do encourage all supervisors, including PIs, who are overseeing individuals that are working with animals, to go to the MyVandy website and request access to that report. You can get to the MyVandy website just by going to the main medical center website and looking at the resources for employees list.
What happens if I do develop allergy symptoms?
Whenever we get a form returned, one of the occupational health nurse specialists reviews all of the questionnaires we get, and then if on her review and on talking to the employee, it's determined that that person has developed work-related allergy symptoms, we then decide what needs to be done next. Typically, that involves recommending the use of an N95 respirator to help limit the exposure to those things that are causing the allergies, and we typically refer that person to Environmental Health and Safety to get fitted for the respirator. Sometimes it does involve a visit to Occupational Health to talk with a provider, and if efforts like wearing an N95 respirator aren't controlling the symptoms, or if the person has more severe symptoms like asthma symptoms, wheezing, shortness of breath, things like that, we might actually require or at least recommend referral to an allergist for more evaluation.
Great. I really appreciate you talking to me today.
Oh, thank you. It was my pleasure. You know, it really is our goal to make sure that everybody's healthy and safe at work. And one of the most important things in order to be able to identify these people who have allergy symptoms is to get these forms turned in so that we can identify them early to help prevent the symptoms from getting worse.
Thanks for listening. If you have any comments or story suggestions, please email us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu or visit our website, www.healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu, and click on the podcast link.